This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. I just don't know how to verbalize my excitement about the program today because these headlines are absolute dynamite. Millions march toward Jerusalem.
Wow.
I would like for us to focus right up front in this program on that little country called Israel. You know, it's the only country in the Middle East where Christians are safe, where Christians are not being killed, and yet they're really under pressure to settle the differences between the Israeli and Palestinian deadlock over there. There's a deadlock. And here you see it, Time Magazine, King Bibi. He's conquered Israel, but will Netanyahu now make peace or war? Here you see something that sort of answers the question about the deadlock over there. French peace plan will require Palestinian recognition of Jewish state. Now, you know what? If you go to any Islamic country, you're not going to see Israel on their map. They do not recognize that Israel is a nation. Netanyahu, Israel will continue to build Jerusalem and keep it united. And here are the Jerusalem Post, Egypt Islamist vows global caliphate in Jerusalem. I want you to know something there. Global, how about that? And then they go on to say our capital shall not be in Cairo, Mecca, or Medina, but will be in Jerusalem as we, in the millions, march toward Jerusalem.
Wow.
How about that, Jack?
Now, in Revelation, the 13th chapter, verse 1, we have the rise of the world leader, and he has control over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. And all the world worships him, verse 8, because in verses 11 to 18, we have this false prophet who promotes him and makes a statue of him and an image of him and makes him a deity. He wants to give Jerusalem to the Palestinians, though it belongs to the Jews. 930 times it says so in this book. And now here's the Egyptian caliphate. Now, a caliphate is a leader who comes forth from the genealogy of Muhammad. And a caliphate rules people. And they're saying, we're going to get him to rule the world from Jerusalem. Oh, no, you're not. You're going to see why in a moment. Let's see what the Bible says. This world dictator comes in peaceably. Daniel 11:21 enters in peaceably. Daniel 11:24, he makes a covenant that lasts for 7 years. Daniel 9:27. And it is the covenant of death and hell. Isaiah 28:15. Why? Because through peace, he brings destruction on all of them, Daniel 8:25. How is that possible? Because they've been mesmerized. Oh, this leader has brought peace, peace. There'll be no more war. This is it. That's what they're crying in Jeremiah 6:14 and Jeremiah 8:11. Peace, peace, but there'll be no peace. Why? When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:3. And who destroys everything? A nation called Russia, Ezekiel 30:11. He says, and this is Gog and Magog, I'm going to go against them that are at rest, against them that are at peace. There's no mistake as to what we're trying to say. As Rexella said, there's real trouble over there, because Israel isn't even a nation in the eyes of the world. France says that has to happen. It won't happen if the Palestinians and Muslims have their way. They want to destroy Israel. They want to drive them into the sea. You're going to see that in a few moments. They want to just kill every one of them. And we're going to take Jerusalem, and our caliph, it's going to rule the world from there. You know, God help us, Rexella.
Jack, I'm just sitting here amazed that, you know, all these nations are coming on Jerusalem. Could that lead to World War III, do you think? I mean, so many nations are involved. Do you think it could lead to World War III?
Oh, definitely. Last week I talked about Russia, and that's Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, the war of the latter years and the latter days, chapter 38, verses 8 and 16, and Gog, Magog, Meshach, and Tubal. All cities in Russia now will lead the war. Now, I'm not going to say more about that because you've heard me talk about it often. But here is a text you probably have not heard me quote very often. Joel chapter 2, verse 3. A fire devours before them who the northern enemy that comes against Israel, and that's Russia. And they are being pushed back to Siberia in verse 20. And as they're pushed back, the prophet sees blood, fire, pillars of smoke. It's going to be atomic warfare there. And God comes to the aid of his people in Ezekiel 39:6 and says, I will rain fire upon Gog of Magog, nuclear warfare. When China joins them, nuclear warfare. And they come from the eastern parts of the world to the Middle East. Revelation 16:12 and verse 18 says, through them, a third part of men die through the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone. Revelation 9:18, nuclear warfare. And why is all this happening? Don't miss it. Joel 3, verse 2. Because they divided the land of Israel and divided Jerusalem. They're going to probably get their wish, but it's going to bring the death of millions of lives. World War III.
And then going on, Iran ready to wipe Israel off the map. Ayatollah, kill all Jews, annihilate Israel. Can you see where they're going, friends? Iranian leader promotes nuclear plans. And then Russia, China president support Iran's nuclear rights. Do you believe there could be another Holocaust on the way?
Oh, definitely, it's coming. That's the prediction of the Bible. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, talked about the end time when the great persecution would come upon the Jews in Revelation 12, verse 13. And Christ is the one that was promoting the book of Revelation according to Revelation 22, 16. And so what Jesus said in Matthew 24, 9 to the Jews, for they were in the synagogues, and as they went in and out, he said, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. John 16:2, whosoever killeth you will think he's doing God a service. Now watch this. It's so plain, you can't miss it. This is talking about the Jews. Jeremiah 30, verse 7, it's during the tribulation hour. Last for that day's grace, so that none is like it. It's the time of Jacob's trouble, and Jacob changed his name to Israel, 2 Kings 17, 34. Daniel 12, 1, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation at that time. You, my people, Jews, shall be delivered. Jesus said in Matthew 24, 21, for then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be again. But except those days should be shortened, the elect Jews shall be saved. Well, I thought the elect happened to be Christians, Titus 1, 1 and 1 Peter 1, 2. Yes, as far as Christianity is concerned. However, Yahweh God has another elect group, and he's the God of Judaism, and he calls the Jewish people mine elect, mine elect, mine elect, three, four different times. And that's Isaiah 42, 1, 45, 4, and chapter 65, verses 9 and 22. Yes, they're his chosen people, Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8, and he's against those who hate the Jews as much as Islam and others do. And that's why 1 Chronicles 21, 1 says, Satan stood against Israel, against the Jew. You're not going to get rid of them because here is the promise to Israel, Isaiah 56, 5. I will give Israel, God speaking, an everlasting name. Amen.
That's beautiful, Jack.
Jesus is coming soon.
Jesus is coming soon. And that's the good information I was talking about at the beginning of the program. It's good. It's wonderful to know. He said, if I go away, I will come again. And how wonderful it is that he's coming to stop all this mess. But before that, he can be your Savior. Will you let him come into your heart? Take away everything that you don't want there. I name it often, drugs, alcohol, so many things. The Lord will help you to overcome it. I promise He'll be your Savior. Jack, will you pray that prayer of invitation for all of us?
You're so right, Rexella. 3,000 prisoners have been delivered from their sin. And studying the book of Revelation, wow, look at me. Lord Jesus, you're a wonderful Savior, a powerful Savior, an all-inclusive Savior. You died for every one of us, even me. And Jesus, I lay my sin on you today. Forgive me. Forgive me. Wash me white through your precious blood. Come into my heart, Jesus, now. Save me. In your holy name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen. I am so confident that there are many of you who just prayed that prayer. I'd love to hear from you. And if you will write to me, there's my address. I'll send you this little book, and I say it week after week. First Steps in a New Direction. Do you want to walk a new direction? Received a letter from a young lady not long ago, living on the street with two children, went to see her parents and said, I saw your show while I was there. I opened my heart to the Lord. I'm no longer living that lifestyle. Oh, I trust that you opened your heart to the Lord. And if you did, He became your Savior. So write to me. First Steps in a New Direction. How wonderful to walk with Him every single day in the future. He'll be your Savior. And friends, there's so much that we've given you today. Let me just encourage you on something. To improve your outlook, keep looking up. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.